Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jayant Bhandari. He is well known on our site, but in case you're a new listener, Jayant is a consultant to many of the large money managers that are focused in the resource sector. Jayant joins me to talk about some of the stocks that he is liking, some of the value that he is seeing, and shares the details why. We do always get into some of these companies and discuss whether it's a long-term play or sometimes just a short-term arbitrage situation. That's where we're going to start here, Jayant. You and I were talking off mic, and you mentioned an arbitrage that's in the lithium space that you have noted. I didn't see this first and foremost deal come through because I think it is for a generally smaller company. This deals with American Lithium taking over Plateau Energy. Give us some insights here on the arbitrage that you're seeing, please.
Hi, Corey. So this is an interesting arbitrage. Plateau Energy is being acquired by American Lithium. American Lithium is trading around $3.90 Canadian, and Plateau Energy is trading at 85 cents Canadian, which means that there is a more than 60% arbitrage upside in owning Plateau Energy. Now, I have tried to understand why the arbitrage is so high. And my feeling is that the reason is that the market is chasing American Lithium, which has already traded about $5 million worth of stocks this morning in the last 1.5 hours, 2 hours or so. Whereas Plateau Energy does not have probably as many shares, and the market is probably not so aware of this company. But at the same time, they have not really paid much attention to the merger that is happening. And the calculation of the arbitrage is a bit tricky because they are giving, American Lithium is giving 0.29 share and 0.145 warrant to Plateau Energy shareholders. But if you do a calculation, there's a 60% or more arbitrage upside in owning Plateau Energy.
So, Jayant, do you like this business combination here, this acquisition, or do you think that maybe this acquisition is coming because there is so much interest right now in lithium assets and they might be overpaying? How do you feel about this acquisition?
Now, here is my problem. I haven't followed Plateau Energy closely, and I have certainly not followed American Lithium at all. So I don't really have an understanding of the underpinning valuations of the two companies. But what happens, Corey, is that if there's not much volume in the stock market, then I am more worried about buying such companies. But when there's a lot of volume and there's a 60% arbitrage upside, I'm prepared to buy a company like Plateau Energy and work on the valuation by myself over the next few days, because there's such a huge difference that I can buy first and do a valuation a bit later.
So how do you trade around this then? Is it simply when you do come up with your valuation metrics, you see this disconnect and you see maybe it's not a total 60% arbitrage at that point, but you do see at least a attractive arbitrage that you go in, you buy Plateau and you sell it on any pop, or do you hold it through the acquisition? What would your strategy be?
So for now, I have been buying Plateau Energy and I have been short selling American Lithium, which basically means that apart from the fact that I will have to pay borrow fee, I am booking the 60% arbitrage upside. Assuming the deal goes through, and I see no reason why the deal wouldn't go through. So let's say I make 60% arbitrage upside, and if I pay about 3 or 4% in borrow fee, I will still have made about 50-55% in arbitrage. But I am short selling only a limited amount of American Lithium, not as many shares that I should sell to cover all the Plateau Energy that I have bought. And the reason being that I don't want to face a short squeeze, or I don't want to get into a situation where a deal doesn't go through and then American Lithium takes off and the Plateau Energy falls below what I bought it at. So I don't want to get into too many complications, but I have indeed short sold some American lithium.
Okay. And that's key to understand too, right? If this deal doesn't go through, or if you do get a short squeeze in American lithium, then, well, your gains disintegrate pretty quickly. But if this deal does go through, then, hey, you're locking in a nice gain for a pretty short period of time in terms of risk management. Now, you mentioned short squeezes. There is something I want to just quickly talk to you about. It deals with the Reddit crowd, this retail group that is going out there and short squeezing stocks. We recently saw a marijuana stock get short squeezed. It seems like the impact on these stocks is far bit less than what we saw in something like GameStop. But what are you doing, or are you doing anything around some of these Reddit traders?
Well, this has been a lot of fun, Corey. I have actually been short selling some of the stocks that this Reddit group has been promoting and pumping up. It really makes no sense what these guys are doing. They are completely irrational. They live in their video games world. They think they can squeeze out these hedge fund managers. But what they are actually doing is that they are throwing away all the money, all of which, most of which, will end up in the hands of hedge fund managers anyway. So these guys who are a part of this Reddit crowd is completely irrational, has no understanding of valuations. Look at GameStop. GameStop has equity of about $330 million. That's all that they have. It's a loss-making company. It makes losses every single quarter. So on one hand, they have equity of $330 million. They have market capitalization today of less than $4 billion. And just a few days back, they had market capitalization of $30 billion. Now, there's no way that kind of market capitalization was sustainable. And in fact, I would say that at the current share price of $55 per share, with market capitalization of close to $4 billion, this share price is still not sustainable. So I'm still adding to my short position of GameStop, and I think it should revert back to about $20, $25 in a few weeks' time.
Okay, so you're taking advantage of these pops and these short squeezes to short somewhere near the top, or at least take that, I guess, risk it is. When do you decide to short on these short squeeze stocks? Are you trying to pick a top, or are you waiting until it starts to roll over and then add to your shorts?
Corey, I hardly ever short sell much. This is such a fabulous opportunity to short sell and make easy money from short selling these stocks. And I'm sure a lot of short selling hedge funds are benefiting from this craziness that this Reddit group is up to. So I started short selling when it was $350, and I'm still short selling at $55. So I've added to my position, and I would want to buy back below $30, between $20 and $30. And that's what my situation has been. I have done very well short selling this stock so far. What people have to be extremely careful about is that they have to have a very good margin available, so that in case this stock actually goes up 100% or 300% or 400%, they should not get squeezed out. So I have a very comfortable margin to make sure that I don't get squeezed out.
Okay, so you are protecting yourself because, hey, some of these stocks have run a lot, and shorting can put you in those situations where, yeah, you get margin calls and you actually lock in a loss then, unfortunately. Giant, real quick, what did you think of that short squeeze that happened in silver and a few select precious metals stocks just 2 weeks ago?
I think that was silver company promoters trying to benefit, piggyback on what Reddit group was doing. Now, Reddit group is about 9 million people. They probably have $1,000 on average with each of them. So probably they have $9 billion between them. There's no way they can create a short squeeze in the silver market. Now, silver actually has been doing quite well, and that has been happening independent of this Reddit group. But I think companies in the silver space were trying to benefit and promote silver on the back of the Reddit group. I don't think Reddit group has the financial capacity to create a short squeeze in silver. And I don't think they will even be interested, because they are video game playing kids who have probably spent a lot of time playing video games, and they are after companies that they are familiar with, BlackBerry, American Entertainment or GameStop. So those are the kind of companies they are going after, not silver and gold, I think.
Okay. Well, it was interesting to see that short-term pop in silver, but again, it just didn't take it very far. So that needs to show maybe just how big the silver market is, or the fact that these guys really weren't all in on that trade. Giant, real quick, let's talk about copper stocks, because copper continues to move higher and copper stocks broadly are doing well, but I still am seeing a bit of a lagging effect here in a lot of the copper stocks, especially down to the juniors. What do you think broadly about copper stocks? What interests you in that sector?
So, Corey, most of the base metals have done very well over the last 1 year. They are up anything between 50 to 75% in the last 1 year. Yes, indeed, copper companies have probably not gone up as much as they should have, given the fact that increase in copper price will result into a substantial increase in profitabilities of these companies. One company that I have mentioned to you in the past, which has actually done quite well over the last 1 year, but it has stagnated over the last 6 months, is a company called Ateco Mining. The ticker is ATY, and the share price is around 50 cents. They have an operating project in Colombia, which is actually quite a profitable project. And they have a very, very good project in Ecuador. Now, of course, there's a fear in the market, and I'm fearful as well about possible election of a presidential candidate in Ecuador who might turn out to be anti-mining. So that is a fear about this company. But my view is that just the Colombian operation of Ateco Mining underpins the current share price, and it still also provide me some upside based on just the Colombian operation. So I'm happy buying Ateco Mining for now, despite the fact that there is a risk to do with Ecuador. And in case something goes wrong in Ecuador, share price of this company can suffer in the short term.
Okay. Final comments then, Giant. What about precious metals? Silver has been doing better than gold. Both are still in their ranges. Gold is at the bottom of its range. Really has to make a decision here in the next couple days, even couple weeks, as to whether it's going to break this downtrend or whether it is going to break a bit lower here. Where do you stand on the precious metals and any stocks that have your attention?
Silver went up a couple of weeks back, not because of Reddit group. I think it had to go up anyway. With or without Reddit group, it would have gone up. You can clearly see shortages of silver in the market. There's a higher demand. And silver price has actually has done very well over the last few weeks. So silver has been very good. Gold has indeed suffered a bit, but I'm actually investing more in gold as a result of it, because market is not paying much attention. Market is paying more attention to copper, zinc, Bitcoin, and oil. That is my opportunity to invest in some gold companies. And some of the gold companies, one company that I mentioned to you earlier is Maritime Resources. The ticker is MAE, and it's trading at 13 cents Canadian. I think there's a very good upside in this company. We have also talked a couple of times about O3 Mining. The ticker is OIII, and it's trading at around, I think, $2.75 Canadian. another very good company. They have done a lot of value creation, but the market hasn't really paid much attention. So there are two good things about these two companies. One is that market is less interested in gold for now, but that's not going to stay that way for too long. Market will get excited about gold. And then these two companies have suffered because market has not really paid much attention to these two companies. So I think both these companies will benefit when people start paying attention to gold.
All right. In full disclosure, I own O3 Mining. I don't own any of the other stocks that you have mentioned. Giant, do you own all of the stocks that we have talked about then today?
Absolutely. And I am an active buyer of these stocks right now.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Giant. Always great chatting with you, buddy. I sure we will chat again in another couple weeks. In the meantime, have a great rest of your week. I appreciate you taking some time and joining us.
Thank you very much, Corey.